Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another day of To My Son, formerly It's All Anonymous. I am your host, Oscar Ruto. Before I jump into the podcast, I would like for you to please pause everything you're doing and join me in prayer. Here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Dear listeners, I've been having quite a lively week. For the last couple of days, I've been able to join my wife every morning as she takes our two young children to daycare. And between dropping them off and me going to work, we've been able to have a few hours to just go to a cafe together, enjoy the spring weather and walk around Osaka City. It's been nice, you know, since we've had kids, we haven't had much time to just spend time together, just the two of us, you know, like we used to, you know. Since we got married, we've never really had much money. And the moments when we did have money, we had children. When we didn't have money, we had no children. We just had time. We just had a lot of each other. And I remember back when we were younger, because we could not afford to go out for nice dates, we used to buy some cans of coffee, tea, maybe I will buy my alcohol, my beer, or whatever, and we'll go for like long walks, just the two of us. We will walk for hours. On one particular occasion, my wife and I attempted walking from Kobe City to Osaka City, right? In the middle of the night. That was I should make it clear we were not drunk. We were both very sober while doing this. We just enjoyed walking everywhere together. Now, for anyone who lives in Japan, you can imagine the distance between Kobe and Osaka is too great to make the walk, especially in the middle of the night. Of course, we could not complete the journey. We ended up taking a train halfway through. But nonetheless, we did enjoy that kind of time. And this past couple of days has been similar, whereby we could just walk and talk, you know, talk about our lives, our future, the kids, you know, our fears and whatnot. And I did realize, oh my God, I missed this experience so much. To be able to just spend time with the woman that I love, you know, just to walk hand in hand without thinking about the kids' lunchtime, you know, this kid needs to take a nap, or that kid needs a change of diapers, you know. When you have kids, a lot of romance in your relationship is kind of fizzled out. It's plucked out of the relationship because it takes energy to be romantic, but it takes even more energy to raise children. So it's like, you know, something's got to give. You have to sacrifice something. Something needs to be sacrificed for the other. This past week has taught me the importance of romance. No matter how much you love your children, it can be hard, it can be very challenging to always be willing to swallow your pride in front of your children. Yes, you do it, you must do it, but there is always going to be some slight resentment. And I realized this past week that a lot of that resentment, that pain, that discomfort can be mitigated if you have a partner who's holding your hand, who's saying, you know what, Oscar, you know, I understand what you went through with your daughter yesterday when you're trying to study with her, or right? You can tell your wife, I understand what you're going through when you have to wake up in the middle of the night to change the boy's diaper. I'm so sorry, I'll help you wherever I can. Sometimes the words alone are good enough. But you need to make time so you can consider the other and give each other those words. Now, I'm saying this as someone who's just realizing this now after, you know, several months without having time alone with my wife. You forget, like I said in the last episode, we forget. We are human beings, and sometimes you need to be reminded the importance of that thing that you're taking for granted. I once told my brother that there's no need to romance my wife because I'm already there. There's no need to romance my wife because I'm already here. Why would I waste time romancing her? But you see, the romance isn't for my wife. At least in the moment, it is for my wife. Yes, it could be. She would. It seems to me that she appreciates being romanced more than I do. I don't think about it as much as she seems to. I could go without it for a while. And as far as I know, she would rather have it more often. But the romance isn't just for her, because yes, it is for her now, like I've said, but it's also for me in the future. I give her my time, I give her my ear, I give her some of my attention, and then what happens? When I'm low, she's willing to come up to me and say, "Oscar, are you okay? Do you need to talk? Can I do anything for you?" Now imagine I don't give her any of my attention, any of my love, any of my comfort, and I find myself in a tough situation. Now this woman that I love will not have time for me. You didn't give me your ear when I needed you. You didn't give me some of your time, your caresses, your hugs, whatever. And now you want that from me. Why would I give that to you? And I find that that's how resentment is built in relationships. I know that's how it has been built in ours over time. We are better now. I wonder how. We are better now and I wonder how. I cannot tell you how we are. Some things make no sense to me. Only the great God up above seems to know how things are working down here on earth. I am ignorant and God knows the way, God sees the path. All I can do is move one foot in front of the other. I think I'm going to bring this episode to a close. It wasn't really my intention to record this today, but I really, really enjoyed this past week with my wife. It made me feel stronger. And I want to share that with you, that sometimes the strength you seek is in the people. It can be found in the people you love. Sometimes the strength you seek is found in the people you love. So give the people you love some time, and they will retaliate proportionately. In Jesus' name we do pray and believe. Amen.